We see many new faces.
Yeah, you'll see some new faces. I think you'll see somewhere around 5 to 6 guys that are in and around the age of 20, which they've brought some amazing excitement to our group. I know as much as the excitement that they've brought to our leaders have got this real steely determination to work hard for them and with them. So there's a bit of a buzz around our club at the moment.
Petrovsky Seaton, has he run out of time? Is he a genuine chance?
He's in the mix, yeah.
You talked about the buzz. There's been a bit of external noise about the pre-season and how things have gone. From 12 months on, how do you see where the club's placed right now?
Oh, I think we've stuck exactly to the roadmap of this journey. Gone to the draft in the last few years, so we can continue to build our depth for sustainable growth in time. And we also focus really strongly on our leaders. I've been really, really impressed with the growth of Mark Murphy in particular over the course of the last 18 months. Even though he was injured, he invested in others. So, I think we're on the right track. Got some exposures in the last few weeks to our youngsters, which is what our members wanted to see.
So, Brett, just back on Patrice Seaton, so he's been injured with a quad. Has he had any sort of match practice, as it were, or has it just been full training the last week?
No, he's had some good match practice. He hasn't played in the JLT, yeah.
So it wouldn't be seen as a risk to play him. He's fully fit as anyone else?
Oh, he's fit and ready for selection. We're going to determine whether or not we go with that or not, but he's ready for selection if we want to go that way.
Your feeling about the external noise, do you not worry about stuff like that? Are you bemused a little bit by that as well, given that you feel that around here, you're in a good place?
No, I think there's key stakeholders in our game, and you guys are key stakeholders. You make it go round for everyone that works in the AFL industry. So I appreciate the role that people in the media have. As a club, though, we've been really transparent with our members that we're going to build sustainable depth, and you've got to do that through going to the draft and playing and developing that talent. Also growing our leaders, and we haven't deviated off that roadmap, so we're sticking straight to that.
What do you take out of the JLT community series?
I'll ask those questions get asked post the JLT, and I think I've answered those thoroughly. Lots goes on. There's experimentation. There's trialling of new players in different positions, but I think right now our focus is on Richmond and that game Thursday night.
Must be nice to have sort of your senior mids all playing together, Murphy, Cripps, Gibbs, all had sort of injuries not with each other at the same time, so it must be nice to have them all three starting.
Yeah, it's going to be a good battle in there because Nankervis, they've now added Caddy and Prestia, so they've got more midfield depth, but we've got some guys that hold their own in there, and Cripps, Murphy, Gibbs, they haven't been together for a while because of Murphy's injury, so it's going to be a good battle in there.
Can you tell us a bit about Murphy? Has he had enough of a run, and how's he feeling ahead of his much anticipated return?
Yeah, it's been well publicised. He hasn't missed a beat pre-season, so he's had well and truly enough run. But he uses the ball really well. He's our skipper. He'll lead by example. And when he's got the ball in his hands, we know he uses it well. So I think all Carlton members are looking forward to seeing Murph with the ball in his hands.
As a player, has he got scope for improvement, given he hasn't had a pre-season like this for probably 5 years?
Yeah, I think he'll improve this year. I've already spoken around his leadership, but a full pre-season, no interruption, and touch wood, no more injuries. I think we'll see the best of Mark Murphy this year.
And overall, heading into round one, Brennan, have you been happy with the preparation? Do you feel ready to go?
Yeah, it's a long, long pre-season. We're really determined. We're excited with our youth. It's a big contest, and looking forward to play. Our guys are really looking forward to playing in front of a packed house.
Carlton's a club that hasn't been noted for its patience, but do you think you've educated the supporters and the Carlton people that it's going to take a bit of time?
Yeah, I've said really clearly that we named it a journey for a reason, and we're going to stick to the roadmap of getting young talent in. We've done that. We're now playing it. So I think our members are fully aware. You've only got to look at the history of other clubs to see the sustainable route that you can take, and that's the one we're going to do, the sustainable way.
You had the great Robert Walls down here yesterday. Tell us about the message that he gave to the staff and the group of the players as well.
Yeah, no, Wallsy was terrific. Just so much experience. Premiership coach, I think he's a 3-time premiership player. He spoke a lot about leadership. and the impact that leaders can have on young guys. And there were some really good messages from his time at Brisbane as well. So there was lots to take away on that front.
Jacob Wiedering's played a bit of forward, a bit of back over the pre-season. Is he likely to sort of start forward round one?
Nick, I'm going to hold that one really close to the chest. That's a great question. You'll probably see him at both ends. I'm not going to let you know where he starts. I'll have to keep Richmond guessing, eh?
What have you made of Richmond in the pre-season so far on the limited JLT exposure?
No, I've been impressed. Obviously, they've built their depth. I've named a few players there, particularly through the midfield, and they seem to score quite fluently, so they've done a lot of work on their ball movement. So defensive action is going to be really important this week. But, yeah, they're in pretty good nick.
Do you address any extra pressure, or do you think there's any extra pressure that comes with opening season in front of, you know, 75 packed house in the gym?
I think there's more excitement and exuberance getting to do, and we understand it's a privilege as a footy club. I think Richmond would as well, and we want to go out there and put on a really good spectacle. So it's a privilege, one that we're wrapped to be involved in, and we're also excited that we can put some young youth out there with it.
Do you expect to, in terms of your improvement, to win more games this year than you did last year?
It's a constant question, that one, and you know, we're not going to be defined by just wins and losses, but that doesn't mean that we're going to absolve ourselves from the responsibility of trying to win games. We're going to go out there to try and win every game we possibly can, but there's some other things that we're measuring our club's growth on, and one will be about developing and giving opportunity to youngsters. Another one will be about always applying pressure. Another one is keep developing the density of our leadership. And we saw that last year with some of our leaders. They were our best perform. So there's lots of other measurements. We're going to go out and try and win every game, but at this stage, we're not going to just be defined by wins and losses.
How confident are you that you can improve your scoring this year? Do you expect that Silvani and Charlie Kerner will be sort of starting up there most of the time?
Yeah, they'll play a lot of footy up forward. That's what we've drafted them for, and that's a work in progress. But we want to be able to make sure that, you know, that a lot of those forwards are young, and we need multiple goal scorers. That's the most important thing. We need Cripps to hit the scoreboard, Murphy, Gibbs, just to name a few, Thomas. Yeah, we want to have multiple goal scorers and not rely on just too few.